American Language Course, Book 17, Tape 1C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1C. Look at Figure 1. Listen and repeat. Number 1. Seems to be ready. Linda seems to be ready. Number 2. Appear to be students. They appear to be students. Number 3. Seems to be a pilot. He seems to be a pilot. Number 4. Seems to be an emergency. There seems to be an emergency. Number 5. Appears to be irresponsible. Ted appears to be irresponsible. Number 6. Doesn't appear to be stingy. Al doesn't appear to be stingy. Number 7. Seems to be an empty seat. This seems to be an empty seat. Number 8. Street appears to be wet. The street appears to be wet. Number 9. Appears to be a generous man. He appears to be a generous man. Number 10. Seems to be selfish and demanding. She seems to be selfish and demanding. Number 11. Appears to be a problem. There appears to be a problem. Number 12. Doesn't seem to be a new car. It doesn't seem to be a new car. Now look at Figure 2. Listen to the conversation and write the names that you hear.
What do you think of Jan?
She seems to be selfish and demanding.
What do you mean?
Her husband Jack has 2 jobs so he can buy her everything she wants.
In my judgment, he appears to be a generous person.
No, honestly, Jack's just afraid he'll lose Jan to a man with more money. Now write the names. Listen to the conversation again and check your answers.
What do you think of Jan?
She seems to be selfish and demanding.
What do you mean?
Her husband Jack has 2 jobs so he can buy her everything she wants.
In my judgment, he appears to be a generous person.
No, honestly, Jack's just afraid he'll lose Jan to a man with more money. The correct names are Jan, J-A-N, and Jack, J-A-C-K. Now look at Figure 3. Listen to a conversation and take a short message. Write the name of the person and the message. Number 1.
Mr. Martin's office. May I help you?
This is the Ace Garage. Is Mr. Martin there?
No, he isn't. May I take a message?
Would you please tell him his car is ready?
Yes, I'll tell him.
Write the message for Mr. Martin. Number 2.
Rogers' residence.
Is this Mrs. Rogers?
No, this is her daughter. My mother can't come to the phone now. May I help you?
This is Seal's department store. The curtains she ordered are here. She can pick them up any time today before 9 o'clock.
Thank you. I'll give her the message.
Write the message for her mother. Number 3.
Merton Muggins in Hope.
This is Craig Norton. I'm going to be late for my appointment with Mr. Muggins. I had a flat tire on my way to town.
When can we expect you, Mr. Norton?
I've put in a call to the Emergency Road Service. I'll be there in 20 minutes or so.
I'll give Mr. Muggins the message.
Write the message for Mr. Muggins. Check your answers to figure 3. The first message is for Mr. Martin from the garage. You should have something like, "Your car's ready." Listen to the conversation again.
Mr. Martin's office. May I help you?
This is the Ace Garage. Is Mr. Martin there?
No, he isn't. May I take a message?
Would you please tell him his car is ready?
Yes, I'll tell him.
Number 2 is for Mrs. Rogers. It's from Seal's department store. The message is, "Your curtains are here. Pick them up before 9 o'clock. Listen to the conversation again.
Rogers' residence.
Is this Mrs. Rogers?
No, this is her daughter. My mother can't come to the phone now. May I help you?
This is Seal's department store. The curtains she ordered are here. She can pick them up any time today before 9 o'clock.
Thank you. I'll give her the message.
Number 3 is for Mr. Muggins from Mr. Norton. The message is, Mr. Norton will be late for his appointment. Listen to the conversation again.
Merton Muggins in Hope.
This is Craig Norton. I'm going to be late for my appointment with Mr. Muggins. I had a flat tire on my way to town.
When can we expect you, Mr. Norton?
I've put in a call to the Emergency Road Service. I'll be there in 20 minutes or so.
I'll give Mr. Muggins the message.
Look at figure 4. Listen to the conversation and answer the question.
How long have you known Harry Jackson?
We've been friends since college. Why?
I'm looking for a new office manager, and I was thinking about Harry for the job.
I have a lot of respect for Harry.
I need someone who is smart and very patient. Do you think he can handle people?
Yes, he's very patient and not too demanding. Answer question number 1. What job is the first speaker trying to fill? Listen to this conversation. Your blood pressure is normal, Mrs. Gilbert.
That's good news.
I'd like to schedule your operation for early next week, just as soon as the laboratory sends over the results of the tests.
How many days of bed rest will I need to have after the operation?
We'll wait and see how you do. You'll need to stay in the hospital for 3 or 4 days. Number 2. How is Mrs. Gilbert's blood pressure? Listen to this conversation.
Hi, George. Welcome back. How was the vacation?
Hi, Sally. The vacation was great. It's tough getting back to work again.
How long were you in Greece?
We stayed in Athens 4 nights and then moved on to Italy.
Did you take a lot of pictures?
Oh, about 5 or 6 rolls of 35mm slides. We'll have you over soon to look at them. Answer these questions. Number 3. How long was George in Greece? Number 4. How many countries did George visit? Now check your answers. Number 1 is A, office manager. The question was, what job is the first speaker trying to fill? Listen to the conversation again.
How long have you known Harry Jackson?
We've been friends since college. Why?
I'm looking for a new office manager, and I was thinking about Harry for the job.
I have a lot of respect for Harry.
I need someone who is smart and very patient. Do you think he can handle people?
Yes, he's very patient and not too demanding. Number 2 is B, normal. The question was, how is Mrs. Gilbert's blood pressure? Listen to the conversation again. Your blood pressure is normal, Mrs. Gilbert.
That's good news.
I'd like to schedule your operation for early next week, just as soon as the laboratory sends over the results of the test.
How many days of bed rest will I need to have after the operation?
We'll wait and see how you do. You'll need to stay in the hospital for 3 or 4 days. Numbers 3 and 4 are about the same conversation. Question number 3 was, how long was George in Greece? The answer to number 3 is C, 4 nights. Question number 4 was, how many countries did George visit? The answer is A, 2. Listen to the conversation again.
Hi, George. Welcome back. How was the vacation?
Hi, Sally. The vacation was great. It's tough getting back to work again.
How long were you in Greece?
We stayed in Athens 4 nights and then moved on to Italy.
Did you take a lot of pictures?
Oh, about 5 or 6 rolls of 35mm slides. We'll have you over soon to look at them. Now look at figure 5. Listen to a sentence and then change it like the example. Listen to the example.
The machines are turned off.
Someone turned off the machines.
The computers are shut down.
Someone shut down the computers. Now listen to a sentence and change it. Number 1.
Fran's typewriter is broken.
Someone broke Fran's typewriter. Number 2.
The car windows are closed.
Someone closed the car windows. Number 3.
The new book is checked out.
Someone checked out the new book. Number 4.
The grass is cut.
Someone cut the grass. Number 5.
The dinner dishes are washed.
Someone washed the dinner dishes. Number 6.
The weekly reports are typed.
Someone typed the weekly reports. Number 7.
The data is keyed in.
Someone keyed in the data. Number 8.
The engine parts are assembled.
Someone assembled the engine parts. Number 9.
The clean clothes are ironed.
Someone ironed the clean clothes. Number 10.
The barracks floor is swept.
Someone swept the barracks floor. Look at figure 6. Listen to a paragraph, then write the topic.
Training is an important part of the life of a modern military force. When soldiers are not fighting, they are usually training to improve their abilities. They practice marching daily. They drill in the care and use of their weapons. When new equipment is received, personnel must receive training in handling it. In addition to training in the use of equipment, they receive daily physical training, which helps keep them in excellent physical condition, ready to act quickly when orders are given.
Check your answer. The answer can be something like, soldiers spend a lot of their time in training. Ask your instructor to check your answer after the tape ends. Look at figure 7. Listen to the reading and choose the true statement.
There is a very intelligent sea animal that is an entertaining and popular performer in several water shows around the United States. He is called a dolphin. Tourists stand in line so they can buy tickets for the dolphin's humorous performances. One famous dolphin acted in movies and television shows. Many people believe dolphins have a language that they use for conversation with each other. Dolphins are very friendly to people, and it is thought that people will be able to understand this dolphin language after more study.
The answer is A. Dolphins are friendly to people. Listen to the paragraph again.
There is a very intelligent sea animal that is an entertaining and popular performer in several water shows around the United States. He is called a dolphin. Tourists stand in line so they can buy tickets for the dolphin's humorous performances. One famous dolphin acted in movies and television shows. Many people believe dolphins have a language that they use for conversation with each other. Dolphins are very friendly to people, and it is thought that people will be able to understand this dolphin language after more study.
Look at figure 8. Listen to an announcement and select the answers to the questions you hear. The retirement ceremony and parade, which will honor Major General Albert W. Allen, will be on Tuesday morning at 0900 hours at the parade grounds north of the soccer field. All personnel are expected to attend. Repeating, the retirement ceremony and parade, which will honor Major General Albert W. Allen, will be on Tuesday morning at 0900 hours at the parade grounds north of the soccer field. All personnel are expected to attend. Answer these questions. Number one, who is retiring? Number two, where will the ceremony be held? Number three, what kind of ceremony will it be? Listen to the paragraph again and check your answers. The retirement ceremony and parade, which will honor Major General Albert W. Allen, will be on Tuesday morning at 0900 hours at the parade grounds north of the soccer field. All personnel are expected to attend. Number one is B, Major General Allen. The question was, who is retiring? Number two is C, the North Parade Grounds. The question was, where will the ceremony be held? Number three is D, retirement. The question was, what kind of ceremony will it be? This is the end of Tape 1C, Book 17.